On page Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, or page 6 of the handout, we're just getting our feet wet in the ocean of one of the biggest sugyas in Emunas Yisrael, the balance between Hishtadlus and Bitochen. Hishtadlus and Bitochen, the effort that one makes in matters of this world, and the bitachon, the trust that one can hashlech al Hashem through his pekelach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Borei Olam. The balance between those two worlds is one of the most challenging things in our lives. So, we're not going to start reviewing all that we've been learning. We're on Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. There's a little bit of a chazar anyway, on page 6. In the middle of the page, on the right side, Bitochen Belev Vishtadlus B'maisa, where it says Bitochen Belev Vishtadlus B'maisa. V'nitzarech L'chadei D'sadavar V'loi Ma'achein Hakol Mamish Toli Ba'Hashem Yisbarach. The person has to live with that realization that Hakol is Mamish Toli Ba'Hashem Yisbarach V'lachein Gam B'Shoah She'odem Tzarech L'Hishtadl. Therefore, even when a person is making the Hishtadlus, because remember, there's a requirement to make Hishtadlus. Sarach Ladas Hatev Shabemas Bisofashadora Hakol Toli Bibrocha Milamala. The Inyan of Bitochen is a state of mind. You could have two people at the same job, and they might even both be doing overtime at work, and they're both working very hard at the same job. One person is a Baal Bitochen, and the other person is not a Baal Bitochen. You might remember that last week the Chaban was telling us that there are certain signs that indicate whether or not this person is a Baal Bitochen. The most important being that individual's state of mind when things are not going so well. When he has to deal with a situation that is not so pashut. The person who's missing bitachon, who's lacking in bitachon, could very easily fall apart. He's very fragile. In that person's life, he might speak about bitachon, he might speak about emuna, but when it comes down to it, he lives in a state of constant lachatz, of pressure, feeling of pressure, stress. There's a lot of that these days. Tremendous, tremendous tension and pressure. Because sof kol sof, bitachon is a way of thinking. It's a way of looking at everything. It's not just a mida. It's one's entire way of looking at life. Therefore, even though you make the ishtadlus, and everybody has to make ishtadlus, tzarech ladas heitev, you have to know very, very clearly. Shabemis b'sefer shaldava hakol toli b'brocha milamala. Everything depends completely on a brocha milamala. I'm sorry, I'm running around so much. Everything depends on a brocha milamala. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu b'inav bayit. That's what David Mel said. You can gather all the materials for the Beis HaMikdash. You can gather all the materials for the Beis HaMikdash. You could learn and chazer over all that you need to learn to prepare to work in the Beis HaMikdash. You could have all the money that you need to buy the karbanos for the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is in place. And David HaMelech said, Hashem lo yivne bayis. If Hashem doesn't do it, if He doesn't want this to happen, then shav omlu b'inav bayit. Then the work is, we're working for nothing. It's not going to happen. V'sav shadar ha'kol toli b'brach b'ilamala. There's a very common mistake that people make. You shouldn't see yourself as being in a shutfus with Hashem. A lot of times people use that lashon, a shutfus, a partnership. That can be very misleading, that you're a partner with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially since eventually most partners don't talk to each other anymore, and each one accuses the other one of being a liar and a thief. But there are other reasons why it's unhealthy to see it strictly as a shutfus, because what's the nature of the shutfus? Without getting into Chesha Mishpah, because they're complicated dinim of how we define every cent, every pruta in the shutfus. But there's another problem. Shleidam atzmekech mishnei shutfim, shekol echad tzarech lidoig lecheitzi. A shutuf, the most simple classic shutfus is, I take care of this part, you take care of that part. Because you're in charge of the business end, and I'm in charge of the PR. Whatever. So the PR guy is focused day and night on his Indian, and the business guy is focused on his Indian. These are two different ilamas, two different worlds in that same universe, but they're two different ilamas. And I have my chatzi, I have your chatzi, and you have your chatzi. There are people that their marriages are like that. Chatzi. Now, the danger with that is that in the classic shutfus, that shutuf is poil in his inyan and I'm poil in my inyan, and we divide the profit. So one could get the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of certain things and I take care of certain things. That's the shutfus. Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not poil in every single breath and every single decision that we make and every single thing that we do. Aloy lachshav kachal I'll be talking about Hashem. That's not me talking about Hashem. Shutfus. Leimash Hashem mashpir rak al chelik. The shutfus, the thought that Hashem takes care of part of my life, of a certain area of my life. In other words, I make, or the kind of things we heard from very often from parents or teachers, you know, you do your share and God will do the rest. Right? You do your share, you make your ishtadlus, you make your ishtadlus and God will do the rest. And then you could always, and he goes, you could find some chazals that sound like that too. And you can find chazals to anything. You can misinterpret them and say anything you like. But that's not what Bitochen means. I take care of my chelik, my responsibility, and then the Bar-Olam will take care of his responsibility. So if I'm doing mitzvahs, then Hashem will take care of Bana Chayim Mizanuri, right? He'll take care of the children, marriage, children, Chayim, life, Mizan Parnasa. My job is to get up and daven. I go to shul. That's my chelik. That's my chetzi. I take care of my ad chatzi amalchus. I take care of my part of the malchus. That's my part of the malchus. Daven, make yeshtadlus, Torah mitzvahs. I take care of my chetz amalchus, and then the Baruch Shemot will take care of his. What's God's part? God's part is chayim, bona chayim is family, life, children, and so on. He'll grant me those things. Most of the world thinks that way. Maybe even most of the Orthodox world thinks that way. That's altogether treif for Mahalach. It's altogether treif. Leimash Hashem Ashpir Rak Al Chelik Vilu B'Mokim Sheboi Ha'odim Tzorich L'Shtagel. Because that creates the impression, the wrong impression, that when it comes to my area of ishtadlus, I'm on my own. I do my thing, he does his thing. God's in charge of life and health and kids and parnasa. And I'm in charge of my ruchnius, and then the person will always say one of the few chazals that anybody remembers, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yoshamayim. And that hakol is the chetzi amalchus. That's the Baruch Shalom's chetzi. And yoshamayim is my chetzi. And that's the general model that we were raised with. Right? That's how we were raised. The Baruch Shalom's half is stuff, all the stuff of life. My half is yoshamayim. If I take care of my chetzi, I'm a good partner, I'm a good boy, then the Baruch Shalom takes care of his half of the deal. Chazet reif. The whole thing is chazet reif. That's not what it means, HaKobod HaShem Chutz Mishamayim. So he explains, this gives the impression, it gives the impression that in your area of ishtadlus, in your part of the partnership, Hashem is not mashpia. Hashem is not mashpia. It's completely and totally a matter of what I decide to do, completely a matter of my bechira. And I'm not saying there isn't bechira chavshis. But ki'ilu, I'm in this on my own. Leikein hadaver. Ela ha'adam tzarech ladas ulahamin shein oid mulvado imamish. Emuna means ein oid mulvado. Everything is God. V'yisbarach makar habracha kula. Everything, all the brachas come from God. That we're able to sit here and to keep our eyes on this page. That we're able to have a svara, a machshava. We'll see in a minute in the long note from the Chavis Lavavis, we'll see. That a person has a certain etiyah, a certain inclination to be in a certain line of work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, every second, everything's elokus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly infusing us with his presence. And with that, our shtadlus is not that we're left alone, chas v'shalom. V'av shehodem mitzuva, and even though we were commanded, mitzorach l'shtadl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, and he told us that we have to make a shtadlus. And we learned from Yaakov Avinu that b'shas ma'isa, you have to feel, there has to be a feeling as if this is my decision, right? As if it's up to me, I have to cry and beg Hashem to help me. We were commanded to make ishtadlus. Emunas, that's v'tzarech l'shtadl. Emunasayit tzricha lios mushreshes bebechines ein od milvado. This is where it gets tricky. On the one hand, ein od milvado. There's only God. Everything is God. On the other hand, that same God told us that if a client comes to you and he says to you, you know, you owe me $500,000 and you told me you're going to pay, you're ready, you know, for 10 years I'm trying to get the money, you say to him, I hope God gives it to you. That to say such a thing is also. You can't say so. You have to make your shtadlus. I owe you money, I have to make your shtadlus. I have to sell something, I have to do something. I can't just say, God will take care of you. So we're commanded to make your shtadlus. So we have to be mushrush. The emunah of the Jew has to be rooted in this belief. Ein od mavado, shehu oise hakol, oise yase, also oise yase. Everything is a kach baruch hu. Liyavaseis es emunoso b'Hashem al hishtadlus. And one's emunah is not based upon hishtadlus; it's based upon ein od mavado. Eli yovin shachein hutzarch l'shtadl. Therefore, hishtadlus is an obligation, is a mitzvah. The same way that I'm chayev to get up and daven, I'm chayev to go and learn, and I'm chayev to make kiddush on Shabbos, I'm chayev to make yishtadlus. Ulam ein ze gareya me'uma, and that doesn't detract the slightest bit, mei ha'emuna sha'ashem hu amanhig v'oisa ha'kol mamish. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything mamish. V'oisa ha'kol mamish. Osa oisa v'yas ha'kol mamish. Now this is something obviously we have to work on to understand on a deeper level. But the note from the Chavis Lavavos is very important. I think everybody knows that the classic and most basic important treatment that we have in all of Torah, the Inyan of Bitochen, is found in the Shar Bitochen of Chavis Lavavos, which is very, very strong. It's not the only Mahalach in the Sugya Bitochen, but it is the one that is most widely accepted as the essential hashkafah when it comes to the Inyan of Bitochen. There are certain nekudas in Rabbi Mechai in Chavis Lavavos that are very, very, very hard. This note is something that we have to live with. He says on the bottom, "Ubeinian hayachas leishtadlus kosav Chavis Lavavos v'zul l'shainim." This is the lashon of the Chavis Lavavos. The kevan sheizbara chiyav hagilgul al asibus al bnei adam. Nevayer ata ki ein kol adam chayiv lachzor akol siba misibos ha'teref. The Chavis Lavavos says that it's important to understand that a person is not obligated. Now that we understand that there's a requirement to make yishtadlus, a person is not obligated to go look for every possible way to find a parnasa. Ki asibos rabbis, and that was in his time. There are many possible ways of getting food on your table. Mehen, he says, mehen niklois shetirchan ma'at. Some types of panasa, there's much less of an effort in that field, in that line. It's not so hard. The work is not so hard. kischar bechanus, like being a salesman in a or owning a, I guess, a store, or meleches yad, or some kind of craft that you do with your hands. Shetircha ma'at. There, the labor is not as intense. Kisvira ukiichui, sewing, weaving. Vasifrus v'otzer mescharim, maybe like bookbinding, selling schayra. Uschir harisim v'apoylim v'shamoshim v'avoydes adama. And he says, and people that also are working on the fields, these professions sound very, very hard for us. We're not used to these things. But these professions, Chodesh Lavi says, are relatively light and easy. And then there are other sibos, meaning there are other causes through which one can earn a living, ways of earning a living, the yesh behen yigir v'tayrach, that there's a lot of hard work and trouble. The ibud ha'ayris, tannings, it was a miserable type of job. Vaitzos ha'barzal v'nachayshis min mitzayim, mining in the earth, getting out from the earth iron and copper. Viziku kakesef eferis, and so on. Nesoyham asos akvedis, someone's a schlepper. Vilechis bedrochim rechaikim tamid, those who have to go for business, they have to go very far away, and they weren't going on business class in 747 or anything, they were schlepping. Vavoydis hadoma v'charisha, so now he's talking about the physical labor of working the field. Before he was talking about managing and owning. That's relatively light. But being a farmer, the hard work of being a farmer, v'chayetze behem. Nowadays there are thousands of more things. U'mishu b'mnei adam chazak begufo. Now there are some Jews that God created that are physically strong. V'cholash b'akaroso, and this physically strong, but intellectually not this strong. Ro'i lo mehen, mashiyesh ba min hayigiyah. For those individuals, usually those jobs that require hard physical labor, they were created and they were programmed to work in that way. Kfi shiyachal isbo. Each one obviously according to what he could take, what he could tolerate. Umishu, it was much easier in those days to figure this out. Umishu cholish begufa v'akaroso chazaka. Let's say he's physically weaker, but he's intellectually stronger. Ayivakesh mesibas aterf mashem yigei gufo. Then he should not seek some sort of profession that is very hard on the body. Achyate al mashe yekal al gufo. Rather something which is physically easier. V'yuchol ha'asmedalov. And he'll be able to be consistent and to carry on, because he's not physically strong. And this profession doesn't require great physical strength. Well, kol adam yesh chevetz b'malacha aschayra, nebilti zulasa. And he says it's interesting that you see that different people have natural inclination to different professions, different jobs. Because I don't know how the guys nowadays read this chavis tavavus, because each one of them is being told that they're only supposed to stay in yeshiva the rest of their lives. So he hasn't mentioned that even yet. As one of the possible professions. So I guess they say he's only talking about people who are not steiging and learning. So hakel la betivai, Hashem already wired into the person a certain inclination to that particular type of a profession, to a certain way of living, that he has in his teva an ahava, a feeling of ahava and chiba. He's interested in a certain thing. V'chein b'shara chayim. I mean, obviously, if a person has a natural tendency to being a loan shark or something, a different problem. But v'chein b'shara chayim, k'mo shi'ad bi'a b'teva chatul. Seydas Achbarim, just like Hashem put into the nature of a cat, that a cat's not interested in all of the prey, a cat's interested in going after mice. That's his schayra. And the cat was created with a natural ahav and chiba for mice, to eat mice. And each bird, what its prey is, that's how it was created. And the deer say this nachashim, that they like snakes. Then there are other birds that they go after fish. They swoop down and they grab fish. And everything that exists, Hashem programmed with a netiya to what it needs in order to exist, what its parnas is. And that teva, that nature was wired into that creature so that it will be able to take care of its parnasa. So you're not going to have like that. You're not going to have this bird that says that, you know, I really prefer to have fellatio, and he's going to start up with a lion or something. That's not. So his mother says to him, "We don't. What's the matter with you? Something's wrong with you. We don't go after fellatio. We just mostly involved with fish and stuff, parv, not fellatio." And what's most fascinating when you study animals and birds and fish is that their bodies are custom designed for that parnasa, right? The body is custom designed by Akash Baruch Hu for that animal, for that creature, to do exactly what it needs in order to live. So the one whose parnasa depends on running, the animal that depends on running very fast, the Baruch Shalom made like that. Then you have these mashunadika creatures that they have like in the ocean that they look like rocks. I don't know, all these mashunadika things that Hashem has made in different ways. Each one was created with a teva so that it could take care of itself. It doesn't have to go on welfare, doesn't unemployment. It has a teva to take care of itself. Not one of those creatures ever had a machshava of being an accountant or a lawyer, going into chinuch, anything like that, right? It wasn't created like that. And therefore, he says, "Tchunas gufa ve'evar ruin l'davrahu." The tchunas haguf, it was made physically. It was designed to take care of its parnasa. Kipeh ha'aruch. So one animal has a long mouth or a long beak. So the fish that go, the birds that have to get fish. So you never have a bird. You have a regular bird that has a regular beak that goes hunting for fish. What's he going to do? He's going to drown. Stick his head in the water. The ones that go for fish, they have that long, they have a long beak, and they're able to go after fish. That's how they were created. It's an amazing thing. Hashem has both made that. And the way the bird is designed to fly, this with the long beak and the longer legs, they go after fish. And the lion was created with a very strong teeth and very strong claws. And the horns that Hashem gave to the ox and to the antelope. And those animals that are feeding on vegetables, that's their parnasa, so they weren't given these kalim. They weren't given these kalim. That's not their inyan. So it's not part of when they get their kit, when they're created, and they open up their kit, they don't have horns beaks or powerful claws. That's not what they were created to do. So that's not in their kit. But Ladimin has a Tim Samidas Ben Adam, and we can make a comparison. Obviously, it's much more complicated, but a comparison can be made. But Ladimin has a Tim Samidas Ben Adam, who gufasam muchanois lischarisam lachas. And people were designed in different ways, intellectually, mentally, and physically, for different malachas, for different ways of earning a parnasa. If you find that you have a teva, that it's your nature to have a tremendous longing for a particular malacha, and your body is one that is primed for that area, that malacha that you're interested in. And you could be soivel because you're physically up to it. To be soivel, the tircha, the trouble and the exertion that is needed for that. Yachzer aleh, go for it. Chavis Vav says, then go for it. V'yasim aisa siba lahavas mezano, and that will be a cause for you to be able to make a living. V'yizbal. The Yizbel Mosko Miriusa. Once you have chosen that, he says, then you must be soivel, the sweetness of what you're doing and the bitterness of what you're doing, because that's what you were created to do. VaYokutzk Shemiyageya Mimenu Aterev Biktzase Itim, and don't be disgusted with your profession when you're going through a rough time, and from time to time when you're having a hard time making a parnasa. When something's not going so well, don't be disgusted with it and throw it away. Ach yiftach belokim, trust in God. Sheyaspik leitarfa, that Hashem will provide you with a panasa. Kol yimei chayev, stick to the plan, stick to this program, and you'll make it. Now, obviously, if you want that, together that comes the realization that there are. Based on that teva of what you're interested in and what you're leaning towards and what you were designed to do, there might be some limitations. So of how much you could earn. So if you feel that you were created by the Baruch Hu, let's say to be a rabbi, to be in chinuch, and to teach Torah, but you also feel that you have a teva to own a home with a tennis court and a pool in Back Lawrence, so you're gonna have some aggravation. Now, if you think that that's how, if you feel that that's your teva. Because your parents lived in such a house, so you want to be a rabbi in yeshiva, and you love learning, and you love teaching, and you have guys, and you farbreng with them on Shabbos, and you're a natural, and you know how to learn, and you know how to give it over, and everything. But you feel that your natural latia is also that you want to live a life of a very, very, not just comfortable, but to live an expensive life. So then you have a stira. So then you're gonna ask Rabbi Mechayel, I don't understand. On the one hand, I feel that I was designed to be in chinuch. On the other hand, I feel I was designed to have sushi for breakfast every morning. I'm assuming that's expensive. I've never had a piece in my life. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But some expensive food, caviar, they used to always say caviar. So I feel that I'm designed to, or I must eat in prime grill. I'm sure there are more expensive places, but I must eat in prime grill at least twice a week, in order to be able to deal and cope with my stress and so on. So then you're just an idiot. You're just a fool. I mean, you're a very sweet fool, but you're deluding yourself in one or the other. You weren't created with a taiva for mammon. You weren't created to be a chazer. You weren't created with a taiva that you have to have this and that. That's because of the conditioning of your family and society. You weren't created as about taiva, to have a taivas mammon, a taivas for money. For Gashmias, for Chumias. But then you're going to be struggling with this Nisayim. The Nisayim is, on the one hand, I feel like I mamash could make a difference. I could be in Chinuch. I can make a huge difference. On the other hand, I want to live a more extravagant lifestyle. Or you could say, forget about extravagant. The conditions of my life are such that I can't afford to be in Chinuch. There are many people like that. So what I'm telling more and more people that are in this situation, and I see that this is happening more and more, because it's become very hard to find or to see the difference nowadays between survival and something more extravagant. Because if you want to live in a Jewish neighborhood, if you're living in a frum neighborhood and you say, I'd like to see if you have anything, you want to go buying a house and they say, how much could you afford? Something between 70 and 100. They'll tell you that you're in the wrong neighborhood. You can't You can't do that. It's not possible. You can't come to Flatbush or to Muncie or to the five towns of the Kew Garden Hills. I just have somebody I was just talking to sold in Kew Garden Hills the house. It's I think it's an 18-foot fully attached house with a kitchen that's as big as this table for $600,000. Say, to me, it sounds like something which is obscene. But that's what's going on. So a person, if you feel that the netiyah in chinuch is so strong, and that that's something that you really, really are driven to do, then you always have to ask yourself, what sacrifices am I prepared to make? But does that mean I must do that in the five towns? Or I must do that while living in Flatbush or Muncie, whatever, or Passaic. It's a little bit cheaper in Passaic, but it's getting there slowly but surely. Which is more important to me? Or, what I was saying a minute ago, I find this, I'm talking to guys a lot about this lately, or, the fact that you have an netiyah to chinuch doesn't mean that that's necessarily nowadays what you have to make a living. You could work in a malacha where you're earning a regular amount of money, a nice salary, and you give shiur. You give shiur to the chevra on Sunday, on a Thursday night. You try to stay involved. Which nowadays more than any other time in history, there are opportunities for a person to be involved in teaching Torah without necessarily being officially in chinuch. There are many opportunities. A person who likes to learn and is good at and can be mashpia. So it's love davka, but these are hard decisions, and it's not as clear cut as the animal with the long beak, or the bird with the long beak. But what he's saying is that when things get a little bit rough in your profession, don't just throw in the towel. Yiftach belokim, trust in God. She asked by Tavu Koli Mechav. You carving betir this liba of a gufo besiba menasibas, vasiba valera lamoid b'mitzvah sabari. And when you're at work, and it's hard, and you see that it's a struggle, you should always have in mind the Chavis Lavava says that you are oimed b'mitzvahs habayre. That by you going out and earning a living and working hard, you are being mekayim mitzvahs habayre, mitzvahs Hashem. Shetziva. That Hashem has commanded us to be Isaac and the Sibais in what's out there in this world in order to be able to provide a living for our family. Like working the land and plowing and sowing. Hashem took Adam and placed him into the garden, la'avda u'lishamra. U'lishtamish b'shar ba'alei chayim, Hashem created the world where we were given the animals that we could use, b'toyaloysav, to our benefit, whatever we need for the food and for the skin, the clothing, u'mezoynev, to eat, u'binyin ha'medinas v'achanis ha'mezoynes, in order to make use of the resources that God has created, that we could build, and we could have what to eat, in order to be able to get married and have relations and to have more and more children, and our bodies and our psyches were created in order to be in this world and in order to carry out mitzvah Hashem. Hashem wants us to get married and to have children and to work. And the Chavis Lavava says that you'll be rewarded for God for having the right intentions, that you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. When you're at work, and you stop and you think that you can even say, I'm coming here to work to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. And I'm here in this world, the Baruch Shalom told me to do this. And being mekayim mitzvah Hashem, and the Chavis Lavava says you're rewarded for that intention that you have. Ben sheyugmal lechefsoi, ben shelo yugmal lechefsoi. Whether you get what you were hoping for, or you don't get what you're hoping for. Whether it earned you that money or it didn't quite earn you the money you were hoping for. Kamechakosav yigi kapaki chazki sarichalash rechavatayvloch. Says until work hard and eat. If you work hard and you have what to eat, Ashrecha b'tayvloch. Vomer v'senu z'chanel v'racha, and says in the Mishnah, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Everything that you do, the ikur is it should be l'shem shemayim, because God is telling you to do it. V'ye b'tchayne b'lekim shalem. And the bitachon in Hashem should be complete. Lo yizikenu hasibuv al hasibayis la'abos tarfo behemuma. And you're not going to be hurt by the efforts that you put into making a living. It's not going to hurt you. Trust in Hashem and work hard. Val yachshav ki tarfo muma al siba yidua. He should never think that my entire panasa depends upon one siba, on one cause, and if that doesn't work, I can't do anything else. You should know, you just have to work. By Hashem, it's all the same. Whether or not you are a carpenter, a lawyer, an accountant, a neurosurgeon, Bakash Baruch Hu, the sibas are shavos. And if this one, and you shouldn't be stubborn to say that I'm only going to be Isaac in this one. If you see that's not going, then you try a different one. And by Hashem, all the Sivas HaShavas and something else that you think that you might be able to be good at. There's nothing that's holding God back from giving you a salvation. Berav of a mat, big or little. God can give you a Yeshua. You have to do the mitzvah of Hashem, which is the work. That's the mitzvah of Saboire. V'amar, ki hu ha-noisen l'cha k'ayach l'asa ischayil. Hashem is the one who gives you strength in order to be able to accumulate wealth, to be successful, to accomplish. V'amar, lo b'chayv l'abakach, ki beruchi, amar Hashem tzavokais. Hashem is the one who gives us the ruach, the k'ayachis, whether intellectual or physical, whatever, to do all of these things. This chavis lavov sharavi paragum. It's important to learn the whole shar bitachin. I learned that with the children on Shabbos by lunch. The shar bitachin. It's very, very important to learn the shar bitachin. To chaz it over and over and over the shar bitachin. I'm going to have to leave a little bit early, so we'll just finish up mitzvah Hashem. You know how this chavis lavov connects. We'll see. We'll come back and put together the whole Indian, the connection between the shear of hishtadlus that one has to make and the shear of bitachon that one has to have. So the Shem will continue that next week.